That's right. You know, it's we've been involved in a lot of these this year where we've been close and we hadn't been able to get over the top. Jackson did a great job today, obviously, but they did a good job of putting a pretty good defense up in terms of Jordan having to work for a lot of the stuff he did. He had some looks that didn't go down, but you know that's going to happen. But BC did a good job of getting people in there, and you know we stepped up and made some shots at times. But basically, we lost that game on the defensive end of the court. They did some things that we knew about, and we didn't do a good job of stopping them. And you know, it's as simple as that. You know, they have a team that works hard. They do a good job of playing off of each other, and they did enough defensively to bother us. So that's how they got the win.
For you guys on defense, how much of it was just simply Jackson having an incredible night?
Well, he did. I mean, you can't deny that. But at the same time, we have things that we didn't do defensively that are supposed to stop that. So, you know, he's a very good player. He's had other nights like that, and we just didn't do what we were supposed to do in certain situations. And, you know, he's a good enough player to make you pay for it.
That said, how did you feel at the half, having taken a lead? Did you feel it was very precarious? Or?
Yeah, I mean, anytime it's, it's a three-point game, that's one shot. So, you know, it's one of those things where we did a good job, but, you know, we gave up 37. You know, which is more than we usually give up at the half. So our defense was shaky, and we couldn't pick it up the second half. We did not improve our defense the second half.
When you mentioned all the close games and whatnot that you had, is there a point where you wonder if guys just think back to, well, it didn't happen?
I mean, you're an athlete. You try to have the idea that if you're involved in this game today, it's all that matters. You know, I mean, if every athlete worried about losses coming into the next game, then you could never play. You could never win another game. And so I thought our young guys did a great job. I thought they came in and played with a lot of toughness and things. And that's, you need everybody on the same page in terms of those things before you can worry about the basketball side of things. And, you know, we couldn't do some things defensively, getting back to the defense that really hurt us. And, you know, you shoot 6 for 17, that's okay from the three-point line. We missed some shots, missed a couple layups, or else we would have been pretty close to 50%. So it's not that. It's just you have to be able to stop people. We couldn't stop Jackson.
Was there anything else in particular defense that you saw?
I think we were okay. We had they're a tough matchup when you have a 6'8 and a 6'9. And they play 1, 6'8, 6'9. You know, you should be able to take advantage of that offensively. And I thought we were okay offensively, but we just couldn't get it done defensively. We went small a little bit, but you know, it's just you got to be able to stop people, and we didn't do it.
Hey, Sean and Terrell today played a lot together. Normally it's one in, one out, or whatever, but it seemed today they had something going on together offensively.
Well, I mean, it's something to look at. How they play. I mean, both guys are playing well, so there were times where we won both on the court, so that's what we did because of the way they were playing. We do that in practice quite a bit, put them out there together, and so it wasn't anything they weren't used to. And they're small. That's the only, you know, drawback there. They're a little small. A guy like Jackson's about 6'4", you know, but we didn't have anyone. It wasn't those two guys. We didn't have anyone that could stop Jackson today.
How much of a missed opportunity is this one, getting on the road against a team with a pretty similar profile as far as postseason?
The missed opportunity was December 12th. That was the missed opportunity. We were up 3 with a minute and something left. We missed 4 straight free throws, or 4 we could have had. That was a missed opportunity. Today we battled on the road. I mean, they played pretty tough here at home except for one game, basically. So the missed opportunity was in Comcast Center.
You look like you got upset. It was 58-52, I think, and Stoglin made a spin move. I don't want to get you in trouble with officials, but is there anything you can say about what happened on that play?
No, you're not going to get me in trouble. and there's certain rules that are rules, they're not judgment calls. You expect the rule to be called.
Anything else, guys?
Anything else, folks?
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks.